Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Godfather of Soul. The late great Godfather of Soul, James Brown. My man bringing this back. We're going to always have some James around here, folks, as long as I'm here. And we love his music. Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. James Alampi is our guest, founder of Alampi & Associates, creator of the Execution Maximizer, the author of Great to Excellent. It's all about the execution. Jim, thanks again for being here. We're talking about growth. We had several points that we made in the last segment. You got to make sure your people are ready. You got to make sure your customers are ready. You got to make sure your capital is ready. You got to make sure your organization and your systems and your technology is ready, don't you?
You do, and it means a thoughtful plan. There's nothing mysterious. You just have to think about all the elements that balance the metrics that you're using to evaluate how fast you can grow. We find that the companies that want to really try to grow have got to have a way to figure out how much can they afford to grow, how much cash are they going to need to be able to have that kind of a growth rate, and is it going to be internally generated, or are they going to have to go someplace and, you know, borrow money or go to get private equity investments in their company?
Right.
And unfortunately, so many entrepreneurs get tripped up in doing it that way, that then they've got partners and they're into a whole new situation they've never experienced before.
What do you think about asking yourself, if I grow, will I be happy? I mean, isn't that important? If you're a small business, shouldn't you ask yourself, why am I here? What am I doing? What am I doing this for? What is the right size for what makes me happy? And if you're the kind of person who has to be, you know, constantly slaying new dragons and you envision being on the top of a bigger heap, that's one thing. But just because other people do that, that might not be what makes you happy. What do you think, Jim?
It takes some maturity and wisdom to realize that it isn't all about just having a bigger something. You know, that fast growth track that people get on sometimes, you know, we have to have 25% growth year after year after year. Even the best companies can't sustain that without taking a pause every once in a while. And a pause might be, let's just grow 8% next year and let things catch up. Let's make sure we have the right people in the right seats. Let's make sure our business processes are tight. Let's make sure that the culture is defined well. And then we can grow fast for a couple more years. But unless you're somebody like Google that has a gazillion dollars to invest in doing this, most entrepreneurs really need to step back and pause every once in a while and let things catch up.
Well, and you know, everybody, every company that wants to grow is not going and become a lot bigger is not going to. Either the marketplace will dictate that, the way the company is run will dictate that, or the owner, the founders will say, you know, I once thought I wanted to be publicly traded, but I've decided that I don't want that anymore. I've decided I want a different future for my company. If you've already taken investor money, you alluded to this earlier, if you've already taken investor money, that's not going to be their opinion. And so you're going to have to get them out or do something else, because, and that's the reason why I really encourage people. It really bugs me, Jim, when I talk to someone who's starting a business and I say, what are you working on right now? And they say, I'm working on getting funding. Does that not bug you when you hear people say, it bothers me that they're wanting to align themselves, get in, you know, in bed, so to speak, with investors before they even know what their company is going to be when it grows up. That's a mistake, isn't it?
Well, it's like getting on a treadmill every 90 days, because now you're talking about short-term issues and not having the flexibility maybe and even the plan to grow the business from a long-term standpoint. If people get so hung up with being bigger, somehow the better. And Jim Collins made the comment one time that, big is not great and great isn't necessarily big. So it isn't about big company size. It's about good company sizes. And how you define good is pretty critical, as well as you just said, what's the end game here? Am I trying to grow the business to go public, and why? And am I trying to grow the business and flip it to somebody else? Am I trying to grow the business so I can do an ESOP and sell it to my employees? Lots of drivers, and there isn't a plan based on what the right driver is. Nobody really knows what are we growing for. That sexy siren of great growth opportunities that companies are seeing these days can really take you into some places that an entrepreneur might get caught.
And folks, I want to make sure you understand, we're not against growth. We want you to grow. We just want you to grow with a plan. We want you to grow smart. We want you to grow because it's the right thing to do. And that's the reason why we're talking, we're saying these things and giving you all these cautionary tales. Right, Jim?
Absolutely. I mean, I think growth is really an integral part of running a company, but you've got to define what the elements are that you're going to measure that growth. And there's got to be a plan to do it. That's all.
And as Polonius said to Pilate in one of Shakespeare's plays, "To thine own self be true." You got to be true to yourself. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. Good job today. Give us the website quickly one more time.
www.alampi.com.
Alampi.com. Thanks, Jim. See you next time. Quick break. Stay with us. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.